Welcome to Life, Passion and Business, and this is one of my podcast shorts. My name is Paul Harvey, and this is Life, Passion and Business. We're about helping you explore, finding your passion for life and the work that you do. But it's so much more than that. It's about finding clues to the big life questions. What does it mean to be successful? What is the meaning of life? If you're looking for more, then join me on this journey, where together we will discover through interviews, tools and tips how to live life full of meaning, passion and purpose. Welcome to Life, Passion and Business, and this is a podcast short. I was writing up a podcast intro today, and this has been growing in my mind for a while, this idea of story, because you see, I mean, this podcast, like every other podcast, is telling a story. It's all about story. And what I realize is that as humans, we seek out story. We're constantly on the lookout for it. When you think about it, your whole day is involved with story. You meet work colleagues and you catch up with where they are on something. You watch the news or listen to news and you catch up with where famous people are in the story of their life or where news events are unfolding. It's another story. And particularly at the moment, we have in the UK, we have a lot of politics going on. In fact, you have a lot of politics everywhere going on. And politicians, again, are telling a story. They're trying to do leadership by telling a story, by sowing a vision of something, which people would then follow them in, which is another story. And when you think about it, it's like the films and things we choose to watch, the books we choose to read, are again all about story. It's about this process or something going on where there is a quest or there is a mission that people are on. And the journey, this process of moving themselves along, is about progression. We watch these stories or listen to these stories because we're interested in the progression. The news is actually different. It's interesting how the news structures, because as human beings, we like to see stability, problem, resolution, or a sort of solution leading to maybe to a hiatus and maybe into a resolution leading to back to normal. And the media and the news, they don't like normal. They don't want normal. They just go for the bad bit. And maybe the resolution, or maybe it's the bad bit and not the resolution. So, and the reason they do that is because they're looking for the piece of charge. That's where the charge is, where the energy is the issue, the problem, the disaster. They want that piece because that's the bit that keeps people interested. That is why every entrepreneur story you ever meet or hear of is always the story of how I was bin diving last year and now I've achieved this and now I no longer have to dig down bins for my evening meal. It's this same thing. It's the same desire. So the issue is, as people, for some reason, we trust people more when we know they've had a dive, they've had a fall in some way. So that is the thing that we're looking at out in the world, the mission. But here's the thing, we're all on a mission. We all have a quest. And how that quest unfolds or how that quest looks like to you is your choice. And that was kind of really came home to me over the last few weeks, is this idea that life is not meant to be a steady progression from birth to grave. It is meant to be a journey of ups and downs, of things that happen to you before you die. And that is why I have been searching, or why I have been making podcasts, because I have been exploring those stories, people's journeys, not to their death, of course, but you know, their journeys of self-revelation and discovery, and ultimately their move to the next level. So that's what has been interesting, to discover that. And I knew it all along, but it's just a realization of that. And when we get to realize that, actual fact, this is our quest, this is our journey, this is our mission, then we can actually really get to decide what we want to do on it. And here comes the problem. Most people haven't got a clue what they want to do with it. And that's why they lead lackluster lives, or box themselves into a corner whereby they're no longer enjoying life. That happened to my father. He did that to himself. He lived his life, entire life, through other people. He never made decisions for himself. Well, he did, but he never really chose things for himself. He never found things to stick with an interest. And when he married, he lived his life through me, my brother, and my mother to some extent. In fact, when they retired, he very much lived his life through her social life. I mean, they did it together, but it was very much her driving these things. And so when she left, when it was her turn to die, she died quite young. That's one of the problems. She died only 59. So when she left, he was left in a vacuum, because then he had to find meaning and mission for himself. And he never did. He never really found that. I mean, he had moments of joy, pockets of joy, but his health started to fail him and all sorts of things happened. So I'm looking at that story of my father now and going, there were choices he made there. And they're his choices. I don't criticize him for the choices. That's what he wanted to do. And there are millions of people like him making similar choices. But the question is how, you know, the gold is on the other side of those choices. The gold is on the other side of this stuff. And it's how do we maintain our passion, maintain our inspiration, and reach out for it. Reach through the depression. Reach through those issues that stop us. And that is the challenge for us all. So that's it. What is your mission? What is the quest that you are on? And what is the future for this podcast? How does this podcast support you in your quest? So one of the things that I have done for many, many years is I trained as a coach like 15 years ago, and I use those coaching skills. I use them in my marketing business. I use them with clients, and I use them in that context. I never bothered to use them in any other context. Well, not as a coach per se. But there was a technique that I learned, which I thought was really brilliant, and I used it myself. And to be honest, some of the stuff I'm telling you about now is I've actually used myself on myself to move myself forward. I've had to, because it's like, this isn't working. What I'm doing, right? I need to move forward. And I call it turbo coaching. And what this is, it's a simple process whereby you identify what it is that you are struggling with. You look at the resources you need to resolve that struggle. You agree a time frame of when you're going to apply those resources, and a commitment to do so. And that's it. That's the simple process. It's 4 steps, and it takes 20 minutes. Now, that kind of coaching works really well in blocks. And so you will now find it on the website. If you go and have a look at Life, Passion and Business, you will see turbo coaching is part of the offering that we give. And you know, those blocks can be purchased in blocks, and you can buy them in ones, but it is best to buy them in blocks, and that will help you move forward. That's what it's for. It's for helping you find, discover, and achieve your mission and your quest. So that's what I put on the website, and I'm looking forward to taking that forward. And that's going to be very much the story of Life, Passion, Business. Now, it's all very well listening to other people's stories, but I think it's time we actually started helping people achieve their own story and maybe achieving their story so they can appear on this podcast. So wouldn't that be fantastic? So I think as a podcast short, this is 12 minutes now, and I think it's perfectly long enough. There will be a podcast coming out in a couple of days from Dominique Roscoe, who is a naturopath and herbalist. And there is one coming out next week from Yvette Owo, who is, I won't say what she is, you can look her up if you want to, but we'll talk about more about Yvette as the time goes forward. And that brings us to the end of this podcast short with Paul Harvey. As you may have gathered, it was taken from a Facebook Live, and I plan to make a few more of these, as I think it gives people a direct possibility to communicate with me. So if you are interested in getting in touch, check out the Facebook page and let's start some conversations. Anyway, thank you for listening, and I will catch you later.